Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Clear for tonight, around 60. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, again in the mid-80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, temperatures at 60. For Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny skies, mid to upper 80s. Right now, it's 57.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has imposed a new ban on evictions and foreclosures on home mortgages in Kansas. The governor said yesterday that she acted because one federal program to aid unemployed workers has expired, and she isn't sure that the state will participate in an alternative offered by the president. Kelly's order prevents landlords and lenders from initiating efforts to remove people from their apartments or homes if they can't pay their rent or make mortgage payments because of financial problems resulting from the coronavirus. Kelly's executive order took effect yesterday and remains in effect until the 15th of next month. Police in Wichita say a 4-year-old boy is in critical condition after accidentally shooting himself with his father's gun. Police Captain Jason Stevens says the boy was injured Saturday night at his South Wichita home and that he's being treated at a hospital. He apparently climbed up on some items to reach the gun on top of a shelf and accidentally fired one shot, which hit him in the head. Mid-America Network News.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than just serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable. Serving part-time lets you attend school full-time while you take advantage of education benefits that can help you graduate debt-free. If a civilian career is your goal, serving part-time allows you to work at a full-time job. The skills, qualities, and contacts you'll develop in the Guard can open doors to a great civilian career. Want to serve but worried about being away from friends and family? Part-time service in the Army National Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want while you enjoy the many benefits of serving your community and nation. You owe it to yourself to learn more about how the Army National Guard can fit into your life. Visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good news now comes to Wichita's aviation industry with the U.S. Department of Defense awarding a contract to Textron Aviation to continue work on some of the U.S. Air Force's fleet. The Defense Department awarded more than $11 million for Textron Aviation to work on the onboard oxygen systems on the Beechcraft T-6 Texan II. A spokesman for Textron explained that the Beechcraft Texan II is the world's premier military flight trainer with more than 4.1 million flight hours logged across a global fleet of nearly 1,000 aircraft. K-State announcing yesterday that they'll allow approximately 25% of their capacity at home games. There will be no tailgating. If you want tailgating, you'll have to head to a Kansas City Chiefs game. The Chiefs will open to a reduced capacity of about 22% to kick off the season. Tailgating will be allowed in the parking lot, but guests should only use the tailgate area behind their vehicle to maintain proper social distancing between groups. Mid-America Network News.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric Cooperative will host an informational meeting for patrons outlining the proposed consolidation with Donovan Electric Cooperative this Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. at Landall Lanes in Marysville. A meeting is planned next Tuesday, August 25th at 7 p.m. at the Corning Community Center. Consolidation would require a two-thirds majority vote of members from both cooperatives. A combined workforce of 20 would be retained with no changes in electric service. Potential savings would be anticipated over a 10-year period going forward. The combined entity, Northeast Kansas Electric Cooperative, would retain offices in Axtell and Troy and would serve over 5,000 patrons in 8 Northeast Kansas counties. Marysville City Council met last Monday. It was noted that the Wall That Heals memorial display planned in September has been postponed until a future date due to COVID-19. Details were outlined for the annual Pony Express Gravel Dash, which has been moved to October 16th and 17th, and will start and finish at the historic UP Depot due to pending construction on the 7th and Broadway intersection downtown. A proposal to reduce the mill levy for the library from 6.291 to 6 mills was presented. in light of renovations that have been completed. The matter would not take effect until the following year. Consensus was to reach out to the Library Board for input and continue discussion with the Administration and Finance Committee. A public hearing for the 2021 budget was held and would remain steady at 67.473 mills, with a total budget just over $10 million. No one from the public was present for comment, and it was passed unanimously. Deadline for submission of business plans from individuals or organizations interested in operating the recreation program next year are due at Marysville City Hall by noon Wednesday, August 19. A fatality accident was reported early Sunday morning shortly after midnight in Pottawatomie County near Havensville. A vehicle northbound on K-63 Highway north of a K-16 junction left the roadway and rolled several times, ejecting two individuals who were transported to the Onega Hospital. One later died and the other was life-flighted to a Topeka hospital. Names of the individuals involved have not been released as investigation into the accident continues. A team of AmeriCorps volunteers have begun work in Marshall County this week, continuing through September 25th. Work will include the transition of a Summerfield school building to a training facility for veterans and beginning farmers seeking alternative produce growing options. A biennial reorganization meeting of the Marshall County Democratic Party will be open to the public this Thursday evening, August 20th at 7 p.m. at the Marysville City Building. Among discussion will be the Get Out the Vote effort. A Beatrice man has been reported as missing. Beatrice police are asking anyone with information as to the whereabouts of Robert Bobby Barton, last reported seen August 15th. He is reportedly a younger man, longer brown hair with mustache. Again, anyone with information on the whereabouts of Bobby Barton, contact Beatrice police. Mary Ellen Bartley, age 74, of Wichita, passed away Saturday. A graveside service is planned Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Maplewood Cemetery west of Barnes. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Mary Bartley. Christina Wassenberg, age 56, of Marysville, passed away August 10th. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial at a later date. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Christine Wassenberg. Dorothy D. Steiner, age 93, of Vermilion, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending, with the Patton Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Steiner. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, meatloaf, baby bakers, Brussels sprouts, a whole wheat roll, and fruit salad. Tomorrow, lemon pepper fish, rice, mixed veggie, whole wheat bread, and fresh fruit. KNDY News time is 7:13.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in Home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High pressure system across much of the central parts of the Midwest, which is going to bring sunny skies and quiet weather over the next several days. It looks like temperature wise, not too bad. We're going to see highs in the lower 80s and then back into the mid 80s as we head towards the end of the week. So across the area, sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Clear for tonight, 60. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. Sunny for tomorrow, mid-80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies, temps at 60. Winds will be from the southeast at around 5 miles an hour. As we enter Thursday, we'll continue with sunny skies, dry weather, highs in the mid-80s. Thursday night, partly cloudy skies, 63. As we enter Friday, we'll continue with sunny skies, a little bit warmer, highs in the upper 80s, and Friday night mostly clear. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-August, 87, recent record high 102 in 2003. The average low 64 and the record low 50 set in 2012. Sunset this evening 8:17, sunrise in the morning at 6:42. Sunshine burning off some early morning fog in low-lying areas. 58 degrees. Winds are calm. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 18th of August. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
One of the best things about summer is enjoying some great barbecue. Pulled pork, brisket, smoked sausage, barbecue chicken, and don't forget the sides, baked beans, cucumber salad, cheesy hash brown taters. I could go on, but now I'm hungry and need to head down to Bite Me Barbecue. Dine in or carry out. They can also cater your next event. Stop in today. Heck, do it now. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Playoff basketball is back. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The NBA playoffs tipping off in the Orlando bubble. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown combining to score 61 as the Celtics took game one of their series with the 76ers.
Tatum blocks the shot clean. Kemba leads the three on two the other way. Shovels back to Jaylen Brown. Open three. Got it!
On WBZ 109-101, the final. Paul George and Kawhi Leonard led the Clippers past the Mavericks 118-110 despite 42 points from Dallas's Luka Doncic. That's the most points ever scored by a player making their playoff debut. Donovan Mitchell's 57-point effort wasn't enough for the Jazz as they dropped Game 1 to the Nuggets in overtime 135-125. Stanley Cup playoffs, a 4-3 win over the Hurricanes last night means the league-best Bruins are one win away from advancing to the second round. They lead that series 3-1. More Stanley Cup, the Avalanche and Lightning jumped out to the 3-1 series leads as Colorado buried the Coyotes 7-1 and Tampa won a squeaker over the Blue Jackets 2-1. Baseball, there's a new home run leader.
This is in the air to right field. Back it goes. Nando has done it again. Fernando Tatis Jr., a grand slam.
On KWFN, that was Padres shortstop Fernando Tatis Jr.'s league-leading 11th homer of the year and his second of the game. He drove in seven to lead San Diego to a 14-4 drubbing of the Rangers. The Seager brothers, Corey and Kyle, faced off on a major league field for the first time as Corey's Dodgers took on Kyle's Mariners. Both brothers homered, but Los Angeles got the win 11-9. Facing the Nationals in Atlanta, Dansby Swanson capped off a four-run ninth-inning rally in style for the Braves.
Pitch to Dansby. Swung on a high fly ball to deep center field. Going back is Robles. Still back at the wall. He hit it out. Home run!
On WCNN, 7-6 the final. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Landall Company Marysville has roots as a small welding shop growing into an internationally known supplier of farm, construction, and material handling equipment and trailers. Landall Company is looking for skilled people in welding, assembly, and fabrication, offering competitive wages and an excellent benefits package. Join the team that gets the job done right. Apply online at Landall.com. Landall Company Marysville, an equal opportunity employer, small town pride known worldwide.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Scouts take off on the Pro Farmer Crop Tour this week, and they'll get a look at corn and soybeans in the Midwest. Also, get a first look at crop damage from the derecho storm a week ago. That violent thunderstorm traveled over 700 miles from Nebraska to Indiana. The storm so powerful that as of the end of the week, more than 300,000 people still hadn't had power restored in parts of northern Illinois and Iowa. 70-mile-per-hour winds hit more than 10 million acres of corn and soybeans in Iowa, adding more difficulty to an already challenging year for agriculture. Up 43% of the state's corn and soybean crops suffered some level of damage from the storms. That's a big blow to the $10 billion ag industry that anchors the economy in Iowa. Well, the damage so extensive that it was even visible on weather satellites that were used to track the storm. Meteorologist Stephen Bowen has said on Twitter that this has all the makings of a billion-dollar impact on agriculture in the ice states of Iowa and Illinois. With that said, it'll take some time for farmers to determine how much of the down crop is even salvageable for harvest. Farm credit institutions increased their support of young, beginning, and small farmers and ranchers across the country in 2019. Farm Credit Council President and CEO Todd Van Hoos said Farm Credit takes its mission to support rural communities and agriculture very seriously. He said lending to young, beginning, and small farmers is the core of its mission. Last year, Farm Credit increased the number of loans to young farmers by almost 6%, beginning farmers by 8%, and small farmers by 7% compared to 2018. The dollar amounts of those loans increased as well. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Good morning and good Tuesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Senate Finance Chair Chuck Grassley says a free trade deal with the country of Taiwan must take a back seat to the Phase 2 deal with China. Grassley was asked about Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen's latest call for a free trade deal with the United States during a video address to the Hudson Institute here in America. But again, Grassley holds strong on his opinion that China comes first.
I'm for a free trade agreement with Taiwan, but I wouldn't want that to stand in the way of getting a phase two with China.
Knowing the size, especially of the cattle and livestock markets that could be feeding into the country and other ag commodities, Grassley last year backed the United States Trade Representative's opposition to a Taiwan free trade agreement over Taipei's ban on rectopamine-treated U.S. pork. But the new tensions between the United States and China over COVID-19, Hong Kong, and the trade has led to the United States to move some supply lines away from the country from China and send a high-level delegation to Taiwan just as late as last week. Still, Grassley is not ready to throw in the towel on China in favor of Taiwan.
then I wouldn't want it to interfere with that because China is a much bigger market than Taiwan. On the other hand, if we can't negotiate with China further, then I'd say move ahead with Taiwan.
Grassley and many others have criticized the country of China's slow buys of United States agricultural goods under the Phase One trade agreement, while China's nemesis in Taiwan has occasionally made big goodwill buys of U.S. soybeans, including from Grassley's home state of Iowa. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest Mid-America Ag Network news.
At Rusty and Ford, there's only one thing you need to know. They've all gotta go. Every new 2019 Ford in stock. Every new 2020 Ford in stock. They've all gotta go. It's Rusty at Ford's model year-end event. We're making room for the new 2021 inventory, so you'll get huge savings on every new 2019 and 2020 Ford in stock. Right now, get up to $11,000 off MSRP or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, and more. Every new 2019 and 2020 Ford in stock. They've all gotta go. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you any money at RustyEckFord.com. Office valid on select in-stock vehicles with a group credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Super Duke S1000 4x4. Stock 2TO987 MSRP 54135. Rusty Eck discount 6,000. Ford rebate 5,000. Sale price 43135. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credit. Model qualified. All Ford rebates to dealer. Office cannot be combined and expire August 31st, 2020.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. We're taking a look at the farm lawn today. And does your lawn kind of have the summertime blues or blahs? More about that after this.
Orion here. And if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. F-L-U-R-A has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-1864. Check out flora.com.
Our gardening guru, Jim Fazell, is with us once again today, and his focus today is your lawn. Maybe your lawn is looking a little haggard right now as we are in the dog days of summer. You know, I don't actually know when the dog days of summer are, but I think we're probably in them, and your lawn can be a reflection of that. So, let's listen in as Jim tells us what things we need to be thinking about as we repair our lawns.
Well, that's right. You can't do it in one day, but you need to start now. Actually, August is a prime time for repairing lawns in this part of the country. We usually expect temperatures to be moderating, but summer's not over. If you look at the beginning of summer and the beginning of fall and you try to measure the number of days in between, you end up with August 5. We still have half of summer to go. We can't kill the summer before it's done. So we have lots of time to do stuff. We don't need to be any hurry, and we need to do these things, taking our time to do them right. So August is the prime time to prepare lawns, and we do need to start now. Actually, if you're a commercial turf grass grower, some of the sod farms around here and so forth, they aim for something like the 15th of August to begin seeding. There's several ways to approach this thing. First of all, if you have a thatchy lawn, and a lot of them get that way, particularly lawns that are well taken care of, you need to core aerify those lawns. And that is done with a machine that puts a hole every 2 inches through the lawn. That means that some of these lawn care companies that come out with a machine that has tines at 6 by 8 inches, that's 48 inches. You really want 4 inches. Two by two is 4 inches. So if you have one of those old-time lawn coring machines that only makes a hole every 48 inches, you need to go over it 12 times to get it right. Well, nobody'll do that. And by the way, if you do that, you're really going to mess things up. So if you're going to core aerify, find a core aerification machine that has the tines at 2x2. Most of the good landscape contractors either have them or will get a hold of them. And of course, golf courses all have them. That's the standard. The 2x2 is the standard. We had a mutual friend at one time that I convinced to do that. He said, look, it looked like the elephants had gone through his front yard. But about 3 or 4 weeks later, he said, you were right. It's beautiful now. So you got to do it right. Now, once you have it core aerified, if that's what you need, there's several ways you need to approach this.
And Jim will tell us about that tomorrow, back after this.
We're talking today to SkyTech pilot Randy Prowitz. Why would producers use a fungicide such as Trivapro?
It's a great return on their investment. They see an increase in yield, harvestability on their crops.
Does it really make a difference?
It does make a difference. I can see the difference when I'm flying over the fields in the later fall. Fields that have been applied with Trivapro, they're greener, have healthier plants, which means more bushels.
And if a producer is thinking about a fungicide, what should they do?
Give us a call at any of our farmers cooperatives. Agronomy branches.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. A pleasant 58, sunshine this morning, and a calm wind with highs only in the low to mid 80s today, tomorrow.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Nelson Cruz continued his climb up the all-time leaderboard with two home runs, and the Minnesota Twins beat the Kansas City Royals 4-1. Devin Smeltzer picked up the win in relief of opener Matt Wilsner for Minnesota. Cruz tied Mark Teixeira for 55th on the all-time home run list. Rookie Chris Bubik surrendered two runs on four hits and four walks in four and a third innings for the Royals. Hunter Dozier homered in the ninth inning to end Minnesota's shutout bid. Cincinnati Reds scheduled a flight to KC early this morning for a two-game series against the Royals that was put in doubt after a Reds player tested positive for COVID-19 over the weekend. Players, coaches, and other organization members were retested over the weekend. The final two games of a series against the Pittsburgh Pirates at Great American Ballpark were postponed. Yesterday had been a scheduled day off for the Reds. They'll square off with the Royals tonight. First pitch, 7:05 at the K. Mid-America Network Sports.
There are two spots on Earth where the wind always blows from the same direction. Can you name them? We have the answer on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, August 18th. It is the 231st day of the year, and Virginia Dare was born on this day in 1587, the first baby of English parents born on American soil. What are two spots on Earth that always have wind from the same direction? It's a trick question, if you hadn't guessed. From the North Pole, all directions are south, so any wind by necessity is southerly. Conversely, there can only be a north wind at the South Pole. Other places may have prevailing winds from one direction or another, but not all the time. Here are some real wind facts. The windiest spot in America is Mount Washington, New Hampshire, where the daily average is 35 miles per hour. The least windy place, Oak Ridge, Tennessee, with an average breeze of 4 miles per hour. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather facts online at almanac.com.
KNDY.
I knew I'd see her around. I'd be at some party. She'd show up and I'd be walking out. Or across some parking lot, hiding behind her sister. I'd look up. She'd be at the red light beside me in that white Maxim with the sticker on the back. I'd act like I didn't see her. We'd play at the same pumps, flip through the same stations, and slow down for the same curves, run around with the same crowd. We just needed some time. She could get on with her life, and I'd get on with mine. Thought I would be fine, but maybe not. I knew she'd find a way to get over me, but I never thought she would get down with somebody I know. I guess this is how.
how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know. So they give me the go around. There's only so many streets, so many lights, where it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along, you gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town.
For a while, I guess they were keeping it low-key. But now it's like these county lines closing in on me. I see them everywhere together. It's hitting a little too close to home.
She's so far gone.
She didn't go far. She was over me before the grass grew back where she used to park her car. She's leaving those same marks in someone else's yard, someone else's arms, right down the road. And I never thought
she would get down with somebody I know. How it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know. So they give me the go around. There's only so many streets, so many lights, where it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along, you gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town. Sometimes I see you sitting there with him. I want to jump out, I want to fight, I want to say that guy, but I can't, it's my fault. And I let her go, I never thought that she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know. So then give me the go around. But there's only so many streets and so many lights, I swear it's like I